to our community and to the choral music world. We also decided, through a strategic plan, that we should be building this organization by having a composer in residence so that we can bring new ideas to choral world and especially to this community here in Burlington. So, with that in mind, and of course, if you've been to other Sparks concerts, you know we had a built-in composer in residence already in the choir and wanted to give him a chance to do something very meaningful, very exciting, very large for these concerts this weekend. I have worked with a lot of composers, but James is the fastest and the solid, creative, incredibly talented composer. I know he's blushing somewhere. Probably over the piano, right? And I'm sure that when his phone rings and he sees it's my name, he thinks, oh, should I get this? Because he's usually driving somewhere, and I'm usually like, James, I've had this idea. And he's like, okay, don't tell me. And I said, well, you know, we really need this great piece, and your jazzy arrangements are so amazing, and I have found that there are two really wonderful pieces written in 1924. And we can celebrate the 100th anniversary of two great tunes, It Had to Be You and Fascinating Rhythm. And because you're so adept at weaving things like this together, have fun with that. So he's like, okay, Don, I'll get back to you. And yeah, 3.5 days later, James has sent me something to listen to. If you haven't seen James before, I know you've heard him. If you've ever turned on VCR, whatever that time frame is in the afternoon, and it's not VCR anymore, forgive me. Vermont Public Classical. Old brain. And he is one of those on-air hosts that's always telling interesting stories behind the scenes. So this is my chance tonight to tell you that he is a dynamite young composer, and that we will be celebrating his music more in the days ahead. This is his incredible arrangement.